go. Are we here for another episode of, what is this, Extra Features? I always forget what we're doing. Sorry, this is a lame opening. Hey, welcome to episode 54.
Woo!
Whoa. 54?
Yeah, I know. Holy. Too long.
Creeps. Well, I'm Kevin.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm the intern. Does it mean we haven't killed each other yet after 53 episodes?
I'm surprised we haven't killed you yet. I
don't know. I don't know if I'd kill you.
Really?
No. I think Bob would just, like, I'm surprised he's still here. He thinks he's amused.
Well,
he keeps coming back.
He likes it. He likes that we're friendly and chat. I guess.
Really?
All right. When is it?
You know, in a lot of ways, it reminds me of Superman Shazam. This is the first movie on our list.
That's awful.
That's a hell of a fight.
Who asked you?
Is there a boxing
movie? I think it was just like Superman and Black Adam fight a lot, and then Captain Marvel. So, shoe or nip.
I couldn't do anything more. I thought it was a waste of time and a waste of money, and why bother watching this? Good thing I didn't buy it on Blu-ray.
I disagree with you completely on the waste of time. I thought it was great.
Why?
I thought it was a great fight. It was just nice to see two superpowered beings kick the shit out of you.
I didn't find any interest in this at all.
Too
short.
Actually, I did. I thought it was too short.
It was very short.
It was short. I agree with you, Kevin, about, like, it's good, but it's too short. I thought if they fleshed it out a bit more, it'd be even better. But, I like the origin. I like the fact that they're kicking each other to bits or something.
Yeah.
And they have the Superman being powerless, not powerless, but susceptible to magic. That they work that in.
I have no issues with the voice talent. I've never had an issue with the voice talent. But come on, guys, 22 minutes. This should be in 55, an hour, an hour and a half.
I'm surprised it was that short.
Like, done.
I think this was just milking it because they put it on the disc with all the shorts that they've been putting on the. If you have the other DC movies, you have the shorts that they put on this disc as well.
See, you're sucking spot this, is what I'm trying to say.
No, I
rented it.
So did I.
What? The silence you hear is my shock. Simon rented a movie.
Well, I heard of my rented a movie.
Ah, there you go.
What can I say?
So you've been watching the movie. You watched the movie, because I watched everything. I watched the shorts, and I'm going, hey, at least the movie's going to be longer than this. The short was the movie.
Because they advertised it as 63 minutes, so I thought, oh, well, the Superman Shazam is a little shorter than the other ones.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
And now it's only like 23 minutes. And they extended the Jonah Hex. I didn't even watch the Jonah Hex.
This guy did.
Hardly
excuse me.
What they added, so. Anyway, so.
Did you watch the like, there was a Batman animated series thing of Jonah Hex?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I've already seen that. It's on
the
What I did like is that they included Raven the Bold episode.
Yes.
The Spectre and the Phantom Stranger. That was better than everything else on the whole disc.
Yeah.
And it was basically the origin of Batman. I don't know if you've been watching Graham.
All of them.
I love it. It's very
good. I like it.
For what? I thought the first 10 episodes were okay.
Yeah.
And then I got it. I think they finally understood what they wanted to do. And it started to move a little bit more for me. I don't know, for that, I had a lot of problems with the first 6 episodes, maybe 7 episodes, that were kind of dull. They didn't seem to have a flow yet, and then boom, I was into it. But it's getting canceled anyway.
What?
No, it's done. I think they're going to make a longer season 2, or they're going to have a season 3. It's not officially canceled yet.
Well, have you seen, there's a few new things on Teletoon. Avengers is one of them. They're doing.
I have not seen Avengers.
It's good. They're actually doing each individual character.
I can't find it. What time is it on?
Teletoon. I'm actually looking on Teletoon On Demand. That's the only way I found it.
I'll see then. Oh, there you go, because I'm watching, like,
the last right now, they're up to episode 5, which is, keep it about the Wasp and Hank Pym.
Well, I'll look for it.
All right.
So, comes
off
in the
topic.
Mind.
I don't know what to say.
Next movie on our list is Easy A, directed by starring Emma Stone, Ed Badgley, Thomas Hayden Church, Amanda Bynes, Lisa Kudrow, Dan Berg, Patricia Clarkson, Pam Giganti, Stanley Tucci, Robin McDowell, Allison McNeil, Con Michalka, and Julia Gauthier.
And Topo Gijo. Easy. Easy A. Okay, it's, yeah, this was a pick of mine because I liked, I saw it at the film festival and I thought, oh, this should be good. So, you know, me, movies that involve high schools, movies that have a song in it, it rolls it all into one. I liked it. It was based on, well, I forget now. There's only one song, there was only one song at the end. So, she sings. I'm a song, but...
Who cares? Yes, you are correct, because she... You're right, that's the running joke through the movie. So, it's one of the cards. I really don't care. Go ahead, babe.
Well, we already know Simon's opinion on the movie.
Oh, no, you haven't got me, but you're on the movie yet.
Yeah, I do. Well, I don't know.
No. Did you like it or did you like
it? I said I liked it.
So you don't know. What did you like about this?
I said I don't know. No, I said I liked it.
Like that you're trying to pick up the mascot guy?
Yeah, but, it's loosely based on, the Scarlet Letter.
Yes.
Loosely based? I think it was totally based. I'm listening. Keep
okay,
going.
That's it. You just wanted me to find it. You didn't wanted to know if I liked it or not. I said yes. Here we go.
What did you think of Penn Begley? Was Penn Begley good for you? Thomas Hayden Church?
They were fine.
His wife? What was his wife?
Lisa Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow, so I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. They were fine.
Okay. Kevin?
Oh, that was a clue, too. I didn't finish my pizza.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I liked it. I actually did like it a lot. I thought
the dialogue in this was fantastic. What? The reaction you're getting from Simon, it's just priceless. I mean, I'm listening to your review. That's the best part. Yes.
And well executed. I like Thomas Hayden Church as the favorite teacher.
Yep.
I liked her. She was fun. Amanda Bynes was the bratty girl, right?
Yes.
I didn't really care for her. But I guess you're not supposed to.
No.
Overall, I enjoyed this. I enjoyed the film. You know.
Well, that makes two of us.
The plot is basically the plot of the Scarlet Letter. It comes up in class, so she decides to pretend like she's a whore or an easy girl in order to raise her popularity levels at school.
Yeah, but she doesn't get paid for that work.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't work for fun.
Well, the first time she gets blind, she sort of gets...
No, the first time she does it as a favor.
She overhears her joking with a friend, and her reputation is tarnished, so she goes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she gets all those gift cards.
Coupons, gift cards. But then she finds out that later it's not worth it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, you guys, get your heads out the toilet. Who do you guys watch this film by sitting and having a big thing of pizza and smoking a bong?
No, I watched it with my girlfriend.
No, you're smoking your bong is what you're doing.
I wish I was smoking.
Because the only way I can make it through this is getting my big bong. The thing is so effing boring. Same plot over and over again. Oh, look, I didn't even have sex. Oh, I'm going to do it again.
And again,
that's another guy. Yeah, he's gay. I hate that guy too. He needs to go back to Cougar Town and stay there. And the rest of those clowns from that show. That was a horrible. Lisa Kudrow, please. You're a better talent than this movie. But I guess this is what you're going to do. I don't know. Thomas Hayden Church I liked. I just thought he was bored. I got bored of the same thing over and over. And we're trying to pick up the mascot guy to have for the movie? Whoop-dee-doo. Thumbs down. This could have easily made my top 10 list of worst movies.
I enjoyed it. I liked it.
give it a thumbs
up. Thumbs up here, too.
Did your girlfriend like it?
She loved it.
Oh, my God. You people need to watch some more movies.
What? Like, Breaker? No, what was that, 10,000 BC? Was it one of really?
Why is it okay?
That sucks.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But why do you keep bringing it up?
Because it sucks. So I'm basing my comments on.
Well, let's discuss the choice of yours next. Postgrad.
Let's not.
This was a. Oh, I saw it on the preview. We should review this movie. It's going to be great. It's got Alexis Bledel. Dallin. I'm such a big fan of Gilmore Girls. We got to watch that. Bob, start.
Kevin, so you start.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about postgrad?
Oh.
What drove you to choosing this one?
I saw it on something called Previews of another movie that Simon never watches. So then Simon's tagline is, they make it, we review it, so there.
So it was a punishment movie.
And you sent me an email requesting I find a copy, which I did.
Uh-huh.
And I watched it.
Uh-huh.
I watched it, too, and then it took you, like, 4 months.
6 months to watch the movie you had to watch. What draw you to this movie? What part of this was interesting? I'm dying to know.
Well, yeah, actually, I did. Well, someone would stop coughing. I enjoyed the interaction between Alexis, Michael Keaton, Jane Lynch. I enjoyed the interaction
between... Belt buckle selling salesman?
Yeah, that was...
Or her trying to find a job?
Jane Lynch was the mother in this, right?
Yes.
Carol Burnett was her
grandmother.
Grandma.
Grandma.
She was only worth watching for at least 30 seconds.
No, she's not. I mean,
maybe after this movie she is.
She's a mother.
Again.
Well, okay, I'll admit it wasn't as good as I thought it would going to be, but since, like...
Admit it was good.
Offense.
But she can't react.
That she says to be cute. But you know what?
Yeah, but I haven't met Amanda Bynes.
It's not good.
It's just an awful script.
It was boring. She graduated, she doesn't know what to do. She can't get a job. She's an idiot. Michael Keaton is an idiot.
Well, Michael Keaton is Michael Keaton.
And his career is dead, and he's trying to, you know, they're trying to be nice to him and give him these jobs. Just give it up, Michael. Retire. It's not worth it. Carol Burnett, let the poor lady, old lady sleep in her grave. Jane Lynch, very disappointed. J.K. Simmons, did you need the work?
He'll take anything. He's one of those guys who's in every single, any movie he can get.
I could not recommend this to a 13-year-old. It might be aimed at. You know, at some point you're
going to
graduate high school. Maybe you'd like to see this movie.
No, you don't want to see this movie.
No. I'm sorry, we're insulting Bob. Because he liked
it. I don't care. I'm on the fence with it anyway, so.
Yeah, but you said you liked it.
Well.
If you were to give it a thumb, where would you stick it?
Middle.
Up or down?
Middle.
Middle?
Middle.
And then you would go in the crack.
Pass.
I have a question.
Yes.
If anybody out there works at Blockbuster, just burn the copy for me. Can I come in and do it for you?
Or just, you know, make a spank team Lexus teams. No, I'm
just kidding. It's not worth my time.
No, it's pretty bad. It's awful. Moving on. I didn't see the next one.
What?
No,
what? Isn't the whole idea of us doing this show, Simon
no, Bob,
watch these movies?
You. Start with me, bro.
For some reason, I didn't have a copy, and I wanted to watch it. It's got Amy Adams, who's everybody loves here.
Adam, yes.
John Lithgow, so I'm scared.
Well, Kevin.
Adam Scott and Alan Devlin.
I have great news for you. This was a great movie to skip.
Oh, okay.
And it was an hour and a half of boredom. Absolutely. I was thinking, does somebody have a nail gun and looking at my foot? That would be major. Like, but let me say, this is better than postgrad, but not by much, only because you get to see Amy Adams without her top.
Yeah.
in a bra. That's not to wrestle. It's just like a top, like a shot lingerie. So same thing you'd see in Fighter. But no, those movies where she has a boyfriend and she's going to surprise him somewhere. I can't remember.
Ireland. She has, she has a boyfriend, but they break up, so she meets someone in Ireland.
No, she's going to meet her boyfriend.
Yes.
At some convention.
Right.
And the whole movie's we get there, but she falls in love, of course, along the way. She meets this cute Irish guy, blah, blah, blah. Meet your boyfriend, they break up somehow, and she goes back and marries him. And she's going to marry him on the leap year because it's the leap year you have to ask, the woman has to ask the man to marry her on the leap year. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, when they fell down the hill and then...
We ran up the hill. I missed the bus. Watch me roll down the hill. Ha, 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 ha. This movie is aimed at my wife. I'm still wouldn't really want to see it. So now I know how bad it sucked when she watched me go, I don't want to see that. That made me feel good.
Okay.
Because usually I have seen all these crappy romantic comedies, and this is totally what this is, and she didn't want to see it.
I think that's what happens, why he sees so many of them, but I think he actually likes them and chooses to watch them on his own.
Bob, is that true?
That's true.
This is it.
I admit it.
I'm thinking that his girlfriend...
I thought it was a fun movie. You got to see the countryside of Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Well... I couldn't watch it on the documentary channel on Terry's or something. The Irish Terror, who was born in bed in Ireland in 1902.
All right. Excellent. I figured out this thing.
What do you think of it?
No comment.
She missed the bus. Oh, well, that's
funny.
I
like it, but there's no point.
Rolling around the hills.
Oh, I have to get in that car with you? I don't think I can handle that. Wow, great dialogue like that. How could you not miss another Valentine's Day is coming? This is a must-see movie. Yeah, if you're one of the winner.
Oh, man, you take cranky pills today.
I wait until some of these come up.
You got to
return.
How about all about Bob starring Sandra? Oh, it's not Bob? This is Bob's podcast.
Directed by Phil Terrell, starring Sandra Bullock. Hey, classic. Bradley Cooper, Thomas Hayden Church again. Howard Hessman, back from WKRB. WKRPD. Sorry, that's the radio station police show crossover. DJ Quails, MC Gainey, Keith David, Beth Grant, Ken Jeong, Delaney Hamilton, and Little Deaf Girl in the Hole, and Geraldo Rivera. So, I only watched like 20 minutes of this one, so I don't even want to give a review, so I'm not even saying I've seen this.
How'd you make it through 20 minutes?
the copy I had wasn't great, so I... It was
You liked it, right? Bob loved this movie. He bought it on Blu-ray.
We're reviewing
movies
for him today.
Go ahead, Bob.
You can review it all you want. It's not one of Sandra Bullock's best movies, we'll say that. She plays a crossword puzzle addict?
Yeah, and her dress is kind of funny and kind of kooky.
And she's in love with what? Bradley Cooper?
She's in love with Bradley Cooper and she's in love with him.
Right.
And she meets kooky friends on the way with DJ Squalls, who's
Squalls?
Squalls. DJ Quails. Doesn't he chase tornadoes or something? Is there tornado shape? What?
That's from the new guy.
That's
from the new guy.
And so is MC Gainey. He's the new guy.
Yeah, they both are.
This movie sucks. This is an awful, awful, awful movie. I'm trying to figure out this is worse than up here. So it's probably about the same level.
I seem to remember, Bradley Cooper doesn't like her.
No, he doesn't find her interesting, but she thinks he's right. So she chases him all over the place. Wherever he is, she goes.
What a stupid premise for a movie. I can't watch
this. Well, that's the right idea right there. I don't need to watch this.
All right.
This movie is just crap. Don't know. I'm going to get into it. Oh, and remember when she goes to the hospital and runs into DJ Quals, Squall, and whatever his name is, again? Oh, isn't that funny? More kooky characters. Snap. Go ride Easy A.
Easy A was like light years above all this.
Oh my god, I would give Easy A a thumbs up compared to Leap Year and all of that stuff. Bob, what did you think of Brick?
We're still
go ahead.
Well, I didn't enjoy it that much. The All About Steve.
Okay. That's my
Oh, it's got Ken Jeong in it.
You already said something, so there you go. Keep going.
We're not getting... It's like pulling teeth. Rick.
Didn't work for me.
Didn't work for Bob.
No.
By Ryan Johnson. I watch it on Netflix. Starring
Joseph. How old is Netflix, by the way? Do you love it?
The service, because it ranked up my Rogers data plan.
Wait, could you move?
I had it for 7 days, and then I surpassed my quota.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, I'm not watching any more movies on Netflix.
Can you not move it? Wouldn't that be the same problem, right?
It would be on my computer.
Oh, so that's kind of...
It would be the same thing if I streamed it through my my television, through my computer. It would still be the same data plan. Anyway.
Video files would break then.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well.
So I just said forget it.
Please. Okay. Well, what did you think of Brick, Kevin? It was one of my top five favorite movies of all time.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Lucas Haas, Nora Zucker, Richard Roundtree, Megan Good, Emil Deleuze. I want to buy this on Blu-ray, and it's not available.
So you loved it as much as I do.
This movie.
This is in my top five favorite movies.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a great actor.
Are you guys finally believing me?
No, I completely...
Well, have I been subject to you guys to every Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie that comes out?
I put 500 Days of Summer on...
But I make... But I told you guys you had to see this movie. Did I not say this 2 years ago?
Well, years ago you said, why have to... on the pile for
forever.
I loved it. I thought this was great. This was like hard... This was like... I liked Assassination of a High School President.
Yes, this is the better version.
For the same reasons.
Yes,
this
okay.
This was... light years better.
Yes.
This was great.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
This was like noir with high school kids.
Yes.
And Levitt is perfect as the deadpan.
Yes.
You know.
He's a phenomenal actor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he really stood out in Inception, and I can't wait to see what he does next.
I can't remember off the top of my head. I have seen. You haven't seen the movie that after Inception. I've seen it. It's not a bad movie. You haven't reviewed it. I can't remember it. You guys haven't in a while. But I've already seen this next week. I see every movie does. I absolutely love Brick. Yeah. It is one of these movies I watch over and over and over again.
Me too. As I said,
people ask me for movies they've never seen. Brick is on my list every time. You have to. Have you ever seen Brick? Nope, there you go.
I wish it was out on Hi-Def Blu-ray so I could buy a copy for my collection.
So I'm glad you love this movie. I want to talk about this movie because I love it so much.
Yeah.
And I like the whole concept that explains what Brick is.
Because
I didn't know what Brick was until I first saw it.
Yeah.
And the first time I saw this, I saw a really bad bootleg.
Oh, yeah.
Because I couldn't find a copy, and somebody goes, here, watch this. And what is it? It goes, Cam, it just came out last week. You have to see this movie.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. I love it. It's just absolutely one of my top five favorite movies of all times.
I'm looking. Well, it came out a few years ago.
There's no copies on Blu-ray? Doesn't exist?
It doesn't exist on Blu-ray as far as I can find.
I'm going to try to bring the cult through our podcast, get them put on Blu-ray.
Yeah, because it's, I really, I mean, this should actually be in a video vault film.
It should be.
Yeah, the time period, but anyway, you really missed something there, Bob, so if you're looking for something, you know, when you have no time, which you don't have any time anyway with all the movies you have to watch, you know, then I recommend finding this movie and checking it out. All right, the next movie on the list is a documentary, and it's called Secret Origin, 75 Years of DC Comics, directed by Matt Carter. And what it is it's like an entire history of DC Comics from its foundation, produced by Major Miller Nicholson, and then purchased by Harry Donenfeld and Jack Leibowitz, and all the way through the foundation of Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, right through the modern times. So, as a comics fan, I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was fun. I thought some of the film footage that they showed from, like, the World's Fair and the behind-the-scenes stuff was great. I thought they were really fair to the creators. Bob Kane, Siegel and Schuster, Wilton Marston, and then they brought up Wilton Marston. I see the footage from behind the scenes from the various TV shows. I liked it a lot. I think if you're interested in DC, you probably know all this stuff anyway, but it's just nice to run through.
I have to disagree with you. I didn't know anything about this. I knew a lot. I'd say I could do a good 80 to 90% of it, but there was times I didn't know. I found a lot of problems. I felt very draggy at times. Like, I needed it to get through it. Sometimes I just found the creators more boring. Like, I don't find something, like, my passion. Or just not interesting to talk to. One meme. What happens is, honestly, I think it's one meme.
He was a passionate liberal, and I'm an asshole.
Yeah. I thought Mark Waid was good, because Mark Waid does have on his book. But I think Paul Levitch is a little dull for me, but I think that's just the way he talks. And I found some...
He's like your high school.
Yeah, and that was my problem with some of the people. I just wasn't into them. I enjoyed what they had to say, but I felt them a little draggy. And there was nothing wrong with it. It didn't work for me. I don't have an issue with this. If you're into comics, I think you should be. Well, that's what they brought out, didn't they? The book to go with them.
This was like a sort of a video short form of the book.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's just massive.
500 pages?
12 by 18.
Well, I think it's about 50 pounds.
150 pages.
Just,
yeah, it comes in some box.
Oh, does it really?
Forklift to deliver to your house. It's great.
And this was fun.
I mean, this was interesting. It just came out on DVD, and it was sort of slipped in the same week as another comic movie.
Yeah, it was.
Shazam came out.
Yeah, I remember it came out the same week, because I didn't know what it was.
Ryan Reynolds is okay. I think his voice is very strong.
No.
So I thought that his narration was kind of
meh. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I see that, too.
When they did the Superman documentary, when Superman Returns came out on Blu-ray,
I've never seen it.
There's a Superman documentary, and it's narrated by Kevin Spacey. And Kevin Spacey has a strong, clear voice.
Yes.
I think I saw that.
Yeah. And he would have been good for this, or someone else with, Christian Bale. I can't see.
No, he wouldn't work.
No, but Gary Oldman might have been good.
I love Gary Oldman.
But if this interests you, if you're interested in learning about DC, I urge you to check this out.
Bob, what do you think? Well, I'm agreeing with both of you on this.
Uh-oh.
Because
ding, ding, ding.
There's parts of your comments. I'll tell you what I think of it later. Parts of Simon's comments and parts of Kevin's comments that sort of hit home, because I am interested in listening to the different things about Jerry Siegel and.
Joe Shuster,
yeah. I never even saw them before. Yes, I know. Yes.
You do.
There's a reason for that. But, this is the first time I've ever seen them in interviews, and knowing that they wrote the Superman comics.
I thought the footage of Joe on the beach and showing how he was a bodybuilder to try and meet girls, I thought that was very enlightening. I thought that was a side of Joe that I hadn't seen.
Yeah, incorporated that into the Superman comics.
I thought that was very interesting.
But Frank Miller and all of them, they were really interesting. And as you said, the behind the scenes footage of the different TV shows, because I grew up watching these things, I thought, great. And I first saw this in Walmart, and I thought, well, gee, maybe I should. And I looked at the price and I said, no. But then I saw it later on in Blockbuster.
Yeah.
I thought so too. So it was 18 something. But then I saw it in Blockbuster, and I thought, well, I gotta rent this. And then I knew you two would like it as well. So that's, I liked it.
Mm-hmm. I also like the fact that they were able to use the Alan Moore footage.
Yes.
Talking about Watchmen, because he did all these interviews for the 15th anniversary of Watchmen.
Yep.
Which was in around 2000. I remember they were going to have a big thing. Going to the Chicago Con, and they had a booth done. They showed the Watchmen action figures and all the stuff that they did. And Moore vetoed it all.
Right.
They had done these video interviews, and they were showing them on loop. So it's nice
that
this is the first time to see this footage.
Yeah, I love his name. He looks like a big man. I don't know if he's tall, but...
He's tall.
He's like, he looks like in the video, he's just a huge man.
And he's very... Everything about him is just
seems
big and large.
Yep.
His hair, of course.
He's got good
hair. Alright, well, speaking of good hair, which... the next movie
old Ben with good hair.
Won two Oscars, Jeff Bridges' character and music, and Maggie Gyllenhaal.
You know, T-Bone and Locker Room for music. A great song.
So Scott Cooper directed it, so it's Jeff Bridges, James Keane, Anna Felix, Beth Grant, Maggie, Dylan Hall, Farrell, Robert, somebody.
Duvall.
Robert Duvall, Brian Keane.
I thought it was okay. And it didn't really get ever above okay for me. I was kind of getting a little... I thought Jeff Bridges did a fabulous job. I did pick him to win the Oscar. As was I thought the movie was okay. And a lot of these great performances don't really have great movies with them, I find. Like, I'll put it out there right now. Like, I have the same issue with True Grit. Like, I enjoy True Grit. I enjoy Crazy Heart, but I don't love the movies. About, I really shouldn't refer. I did love True Grit a lot more than I loved. Yes. But yeah, Crazy Heart's just a movie. It's just one of those things, like, it had a beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
He has a redemption at the end. I was kind of upset when he lost the kid because he got drunk. That kind of upset me because I have children, but then that's just something I need to get over. And he has a redemption at the end. And what did he do?
Yeah, I
honestly. I thought he was great in it, but that's about it. Like,
it's good, but, you know, sometimes with Jeff Bridges, it's too Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
It's
always Jeff Bridges. Even in Tron, you can see that.
Yeah.
He hasn't changed his accent style since Tron.
No, I mean, as I said, it was an okay movie, but the subject matter didn't really interest me.
I don't think it interests anyone. Really, I think the music was good. I thought Timothy Walker was a nice sound.
What do you think about
it? Actually, I'm going to have to disagree with both of you on that one, because, like, okay, he won the Oscar. I thought he deserved to win it.
I'm not saying he didn't deserve to win it.
Right. No, but for the reason I'm saying, okay, you're both saying it's whenever it's a Jeff Bridges movie, it's all about Jeff Bridges. But this movie, I looked past that, and like I looked at this. I guess because I'm more into the songs part of it, because he was a country singer.
He was.
And or his character was a country
singer.
But like we'll have to back it up for a second, because this wouldn't be a movie that if we weren't doing this podcast, I wouldn't normally pick this as a movie to watch for my for my taste.
I think that's one of the okay. Go ahead.
But no, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that's why we do this podcast, because Kevin has different tastes than I do, and you have different tastes than I do, and we feed off each other. When Kevin, I would never watch The Convergence of DC. Right now, I'll tell you guys ahead of time. If Kevin hadn't told me, I need you to watch this, Kevin knows me. I probably would have talked to him.
I would have.
Well, that's where we look. And Kevin finds a lot of, like, I guess I introduced Kevin to a lot of different films, like Brick, and I'm very much into these obscure movies that nobody's ever heard of. I like to see them. Like Monsters is something that's coming up for us that Kevin's like, oh, the Mexican movie or this kind of movie.
Yeah,
you know? So I see all these kind of movies, offbeat movies.
Was that the film festival?
Yes, yeah. Yes. But that's what I mean. Like Crazy Heart, I'm going because of the Oscars. I really do like the Oscars. I don't care what anybody says. I enjoy watching them. It makes me watch movies I would normally see, like Frozen Over, Willis Salino, Amy Adams, and I want to say Jimmy, but I can remember her first movie. It was a really strange movie. But I had never seen it. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's a doubt. There's another movie I probably never would have seen.
I would. Anyway, like, what was... Going back to what I forget. It wouldn't be a movie I would normally watch. Like I wouldn't go to the theater and say, oh, I have to watch this. But because all three of us are doing this, I thought, well, it's okay, I'll watch it. And I thought it was good. I'm gonna have to give it a thumbs up because I enjoyed it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair enough. I mean, we don't all have the same taste.
But Maggie Gyllenhaal, like, why? Again, like, I'm kind of dull. Just same boring character every movie. Done. Move along. You're only famous because your mom and your brother.
I keep thinking of her in Secretary.
Which I've only seen half of.
I've seen the whole thing.
I don't know why that was pretty. I saw it on TV.
Jin made me watch that one.
I've only seen half of it. I saw it on TV one night, and I think I fell asleep, so I never saw the end of it.
It's a weird movie.
I remember Jin Spader.
All right, well, that wraps up the new movie portion of our show. Time to open the vault.
Oops.
Can we find a better...
I think I'll send you some more this week. No, Sparty's gone. Sparty got punted. He got punted. You want badgers? We don't want all those stinking badgers.
We don't need no stinking badgers.
I'm trying to find something for Jaws for you. Jaws is coming. Because I really like Jaws. Yes. Okay.
Boats.
Boats?
The first movie, Zorlist, is a classic.
Bob. Yes. Kevin, African Queen. Okay. Now, going back to my comments on Crazy Heart, this is another movie I would have never watched unless, unless we were doing this. But actually, I've never seen this movie ever. I saw it for the first time. I really liked it. Like, I thought it was great. I thought, okay, they all did a great job. Like, Humphrey Bogart and Katharine Hepburn worked well with each other. Well, that's not bad. I'm sorry I missed it all these years. So, I liked it.
Yeah. I love this movie.
What an awesome movie.
This is Kevin Franken.
Yeah.
I've seen clips, bits of it over the years, but never the whole movie it was.
For 10 years or more, for 4 years, people have been saying, this is one of the best movies ever made. You have to see it. But it was never, I think there was a crappy VHS copy.
Yes, yes.
Watch that. So I was really waiting for them to do a proper widescreen, high-definition transfer of this film. Warner Brothers put it out middle of last year. And, wow, I mean, first off, I've heard all the stories surrounding this. I mean, here you are, it's, the 40s, and they're shooting in Africa.
Oh, is really shot in Africa?
Shot in Africa.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I just saw on IMDb some things in the studio.
Some of the more radical weather situations and stuff like that they shot in the same stage. For the most part, they shot in Africa. Like, when you think of a film like Apocalypse Now, where they have, there's that documentary film and it's on our list, Lights of Darkness, and you can sort of see the light and see all the stuff that goes into
it. Yes, yes, yes.
It's from all the difficulties and so forth. Well, this film was very interesting behind the scenes because John Huston wanted to do a film in Africa. Bogey friends. Bogey was drinking a lot. You can sort of see Bogey doesn't look great in this film.
No, definitely not.
His no.
Performance is just staggering. He's a vain man, a greedy man, the captain of this boat. He picks up Katharine Hepburn, who's a little bit older. I mean, it's interesting to see the romance between older actors. John Huston, behind the scenes, there's a movie called White Hunter Black Heart.
I've never seen it. I've heard of it, but never seen it.
And it's basically about how John Huston wanted to go to Africa to shoot an elephant. Right? That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to shoot the charging elephant. And that was the entire reason for shooting the African Queen.
Huh.
Right? Which is, it was a classic book at the time. I think it's faded out of our literature at this point. This is just a stunning film. I mean, the great performances, everything turned out really well. I don't know.
Some people should turn off their phones when they're here.
Just you and I, Bob.
Okay.
So, you wouldn't have been exposed to this, but you...
No, I liked it. I was really surprised because, okay, I grew up with my dad. He used to like older movies, but this wasn't one he told me about. And I've heard everything about African Queen. I thought, okay, but it's not something I'd really watch on my own. If somebody gave it to me and say, I can put it away till later. But being in this podcast, you have to watch it. So. I was truly surprised at how good it was.
For me, I've not ever seen this movie, and I hear it's great, and I've got to see it. And once I bought it, I was no regrets.
Yeah. There are some movies, us doing 54 episodes now, there are some movies that I've been surprised at, so this is one of them.
Yeah. Highly recommend. Do you agree?
Oh, he's back. Look.
Nothing I can say you guys haven't said. No, I just need to put something up. My phone rings for you guys. That's why I believe. No, I think you guys have said it all. I don't think there's really much I can say. If you haven't seen this, make sure you see it. It's a phenomenal movie. I really quite enjoyed it.
Well, how about the next film on our list? It's a movie called Made. It stars Favreau, Vince Vaughn, Ted Kajansen, Jonathan Silverman, Peter Falk, Vincent Pastore, Charlotte Diddy-Booms, Dustin Diamond, Dr. Sandra Gray, Ben Mateo, Ford, Jennifer Esposito, and Sam Rockwell.
Mm-hmm.
This was Favreau's follow-up to Swingers.
You're correct.
And the first team, he did teams with Vince Vaughn on this one.
They play sort of lawmen on a mafia type of thing, and they're sent on a job. Favreau is a failed fighter. Vaughn is a
equally failed fighter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, Simon?
I kind of dull.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have gotten in trouble from people, but I didn't. I tried to like this movie. I just never. I thought Vince Vaughn was trying to be Vince Vaughn as always, which I'm finding very dull lately.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm starting to see the beginnings of it, and I'm just like, I never found this movie interesting. There was nothing in this movie that kept wanting me to finish it.
There's a Vince Vaughn movie you have to watch. It's with him and John Travolta. I just saw it the other day in a bargain bin. Yeah. It's really good. They play neighbors, and I can't remember the title of this stupid thing.
Okay, back to Maid. I just saw John Favreau, like, he's trying to be her pimp, kind of, because Papa Jenkins is a stripper.
Yeah.
He's always getting pissy. I'm just like, so they send him to a job.
They're married.
No, they're not married.
Oh, no.
They're not married.
They're not married.
No.
But they're involved.
And then he goes to New York to do this drug deal and this. I just thought this movie was
on behalf of Peter Falk.
And I thought the movie was just dumb. I just never liked it. Never had any interest in the characters. Got bored of Vince Vaughn quickly.
Really, yeah.
As usual.
I liked Vince Vaughn in this movie. He was an idiot.
Well, that's what I liked about him. He's always an idiot, though.
Yeah, but he was just dense. Trying too hard.
What do you mean you stole the car from Ben? I sold the car from Ben.
Yeah. What do you think, Bob? You didn't like it?
No, not really. It's like it started off. It's another movie that I wouldn't normally pick, and this is the reason why. Because I saw the beginnings of it, and I thought, okay, it's going to be another fight movie. I don't need this. But I watched it. I gave it a chance. I watched the whole thing. I didn't enjoy it. Like the whole low men on the mafia thing. It just turned me off.
Yeah, you're the only guy who has a copy cap. I couldn't get one from Zip.Sin. They don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Not in their selection of 60,000-75,000 movies.
Yeah.
Made is not in there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I liked it. I wouldn't say it's the greatest movie ever made, but it was entertaining.
Well,
for me, want to have a copy of it.
I don't know where you found it. It must be one of those you just...
Well, I've had it on DVD, and I'll let you guys think. I actually got it on Blu-ray.
But I could not find a copy. I thought it was weird.
I don't know. That's why
it's
I
better
like
on Blu-ray.
Thank you. I appreciate it, but I just could not find one. I just thought the movie was kind of dull.
All right, now, the next movie on the list, it's been so long, I don't even know if I remember it.
Oh, I can remind you of this movie.
It's a movie called Miss March. It's directed by Zach Krieger and Trevor Moore. It stars Hugh Hefner.
It was called Miss February.
Zach Krieger, Trevor Moore.
But they couldn't get it released in time, so they had to go back and redid the dialogue to Miss March.
Really?
Who cares? This movie is called Nick Shit.
They're obsessed with
somebody
Miss March.
Took a no. The thing is, the guy's girl. Okay, the guy at the beginning of the movie is dating this chick, and he passes out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
No,
he
drinks and then he falls down the stairs.
He drinks, falls down the stairs, and goes through a coma.
Right.
And then he wakes up, and his buddy tells him, "Hey, your girlfriend is Miss March." He's like, "What?
Yeah.
I gotta go find her." And the whole movie is about a road trip.
Right.
And he gets her. And it's just one piece of crap.
Yeah.
That's why it made my top 10 worst movies last year. This movie is awful.
There are some parts.
I'd rather watch... No, I don't know if I'd rather watch Postgrad ever again in my life, but there are some movies...
I'd rather watch Postgrad
this movie is awful.
There are some.
Like one is funny. When they get them one of those stupid shirts when they have the sunglasses and bikini bottoms.
Oh, those, yeah. That was cute.
You know what's scary? I actually saw five women wearing those one all together at the same time. I'm like, oh, please. Whose idea? Like, who buys these shirts? Like, who goes into a store and goes, I'll take that shirt. That looks sexy. Dead sexy. Really? Like, even Miss March, like, you get to the end and the chick's like, oh, well, okay. And, of course, at the end of the movie, the guy starts drinking again. I'm like, are you really serious? So he gets screwed again on having sex with his girlfriend for the first time? Like, and then it has Craig Robinson trying to be the guy. They get to the end, and his dick's all screwed up with some pins and things. He's still got a little dick. I'm just like, really?
Yeah.
Who cares? It's not funny. The jokes are flat. There's a reason why movies come out in February. Oh, wait, Nicolas Cage has another one coming up this week.
Season of the Witch.
In January and February, the greatest months for movies.
Green Hornet is coming out.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out in the summer.
Yeah, so anyway, Miss March was disaster.
Awful.
Highly forgettable. Now, speaking of getting screwed, the next movie is Mysteries of Pittsburgh.
Oh my God! I saw this movie two years ago.
It's been a while for us.
Did Bob finally get to it?
I finally got to this.
Oh, good! Two of us finally got to it.
Me. 2 years.
Stars
ago.
John Foster, Nick Nolte. This was one of the ones I streamed on Netflix.
Oh really?
Yeah. Lena Savary's in it. Peter Sarsgaard, Sienna Miller.
That's pretty. She's very pretty.
Keith Michael Gregory.
Bob.
Surprise!
Surprise! I remembered it.
Surprise! I remember it. No, surprise! I was actually surprised that I liked it. It was interesting.
I wanted to like it.
You wanted to like it?
You try hard to like this movie.
But then when it gets to that point where something happens, and I'm like, oh.
It was some weird
Did
sex.
Did that really happen?
Was it weird sex again? Like he wound up gay sex
so
with him?
John Foster.
Yes.
He's obsessed with Sienna Miller,
sex.
I think, but she's involved with Peter Sarsgaard.
Right.
But then, somewhere along the way, the film goes 90 degrees, and John Foster and Peter Sarsgaard suddenly become lovers. And I'm like, whoa, wait a second. All right, the threesome aspect I can sort of get, maybe.
He was also in love with Lena Savary, who was his supervisor at one point.
Oh, yeah, she was using him for sex.
Yeah.
But, like, whoa. And then Peter Sars, like, Nick Nolte's his father, he's a mobster or something. Yeah.
That's why they all wanted to get to know him.
Died, right? Didn't Peter Sars still get killed or something?
He does.
Yeah.
Because of his relationship with the son?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Does he want to be heard or whatever?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. You know
this movie makes no fucking sense.
It made no sense.
But it was interesting still.
No. I got confused. It was one of those movies that went direct to video and you know why after a while.
Because of the way you watch movies. You should watch the movie the whole way through.
I'm sure. I watched this on a plane. I remember it completely.
Well, then you had no choice.
You know what? I think I watched it and then I fell asleep. And I missed it, and then it looked like Peter Sarsgaard is dead. And then something happened to me. So I go 3 steps back. And the next thing I know, it's John Foster and Peter Sarsgaard together, and they're kissing. And I'm like, whoa, wait a second. This movie is just wrong. There's something that just does not. Listen, I can understand if it was a gay movie or something like that, but it just doesn't really.
Doesn't make sense. It has falls
saying,
apart
but if you're
in the
saying
last
that, that John Foster and Peter Sarsgaard, that was the same way. The same thing happened in Brokeback Mountain, and they were straight. In that
Brokeback Mountain.
You should have.
I'm never going to see that.
I have.
Kevin just
laughs. He needs a movie. I haven't seen any of those, but Simon has. There's not much I don't see.
Well. Is it just coincidence then the next movie on our list is the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Whose idea was this?
That's not mine.
I bought it. It was cheap.
$2.
It was Halloween. It was like $16.99 on Blu-ray.
$16.99.
You know, they always push that super movie as a new experience, fun,
It's not.
Yeah, the music is somewhat fun.
For the first half.
Audience participation.
Yeah.
Always at the Bloor Cinema, too, and I've never seen it at the Bloor Cinema.
I have a question.
I agree. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is half of a good movie.
Okay, so is it just me that just... Bob, do you like the whole thing, or do you have the same problem? I'll tell you where my problem lies.
Okay, I want to listen to your problem
okay.
first.
I love this movie, enjoying the music, I'm into it.
Let's
right to the point, they all
again.
Become Frankenfurters.
What?
Or when they come rock the, what do they call them? Who's the guy in charge? Who's Tim Curry?
Frankenfurters.
Yeah, when they all become, he makes them all Frankenfurters and starts controlling them and
right,
making them.
No, what happens is that they get shot with a ray.
Yes,
by,
right there's my issue.
Yeah.
Right at that scene, I couldn't care less until the end.
Right.
Like, it is horrible.
I like it right up to the part where, yeah, they get hit by the thing and frozen.
And then it just...
And then they put on the stage and they see themselves in the kitchen or whatever.
Yeah, and it's horrible.
And it just looks stupid. But it was good up to that point.
It was rocking. I was into it. Meatloaf. Like
the Meatloaf song when the uncle was singing about the biker guy.
Yeah, that was great.
And then he shows up and...
Maybe it's the fact that we have either one of us, I know I haven't, seen it at, like, with the audience participation.
I don't care to.
No, you don't care to.
I actually
saw the Scott Pilgrim one, audience participation.
See, that, I mean, that's a great movie, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But that's a fun movie. I enjoy that.
It's great with audience participation. In fact, it made the film better with audience participation.
I'm sure it would.
But with Rocky Horror, I can't. I agree. Up until that point, it's fun. The songs are fun. The acting is quirky and stuff like that. There's some interesting choices. You know, she seems like a monster.
Yes.
I like that. The songs. I mean, the Glee episode was a lot of fun.
And actually, I was going to say that. I was going to say that Barry Bostwick and Meatloaf actually show up in that episode.
My wife hated that episode of Glee, but she doesn't get to watch her picture show.
Oh, yeah.
I had a problem right up until that scene. I was like,
Ryan
Murphy
did that on Fame, too. They had the person going to...
You just put up Fame. Why?
Because it's related. The characters... Okay. The characters go to a movie. The movie happens to be Rocky Horror Picture Show. The audience is seeing them as an audience seeing Rocky Horror Picture Show within audience participation.
Okay.
I still didn't get it, but like, I guess I'd have to go to Bloor Cinema.
I think we have to start the Glee podcast because I have some issues about some certain characters on Glee.
You would.
I'm having a little issues with Emma. She needs to go. I want to be just.
Never mind.
I like the American Gothic scene. I thought it was kind of funny at the beginning.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't know. I think this movie's... If you turned it off right there, I'd love it.
Yeah. I always put it on, I think. I don't like the opening with the lips of the song. But when you get to the marriage and then the
I like the opening song.
Oh, yeah.
With the lips.
Ashford and then,
But just some other news. Patricia Quinn's married to Maggie Smith's ex-husband.
Okay.
Not that anybody cares about me, but just so you guys know. And I thought Riff Raff, I didn't realize when I did some more reading that most Riff Raff and Patricia were all in the original stage play.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know. Yeah, Riff Raff wrote it. I didn't realize. And most of the costumes they kept from the original stage for that. Except for Curry's, they changed a bit.
And
Curry was on the stage, too.
Treatment was the secret, but I never saw that.
I've never seen a copy of it, anyway. And I'm gonna have to,
one of those things that sort of faded into
it. I'm going to have to find it. Don't worry, it's on my list of things to look for if I ever find it.
But then, who really survives at the end? Maybe dies.
Well, no. What's
the
Janet?
Disappears and
damn it, Janet. I love you.
Janet is being shot.
And what about her husband? Brad.
Yes, Janet.
So, I don't know. Anything else to add, guys?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Not really.
This was fun. Anyway, it's
okay.
Discussion topic on this
I have no discussion topics. It was Christmas.
None?
Yeah.
Christmas!
I'm sorry. I was a little busy.
I thought we were supposed to do It's a Wonderful Life. But did we do it?
Next.
It's on the next episode, I think.
Episode, yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I said, no,
it's
I haven't.
Christmas episode.
Well, we can discuss. Yeah. Did you pick up anything at Boxing Day, Kevin? Yeah, like movie wise?
I wanted to get.
Well, maybe I should rephrase this question. Okay. Are the boxing, when you go to movies for Boxing Day in general, are you finding more movies now or less movies?
You know what? I didn't go looking for movies on Boxing Day, and I ended up with some because they discounted the James Bond Blu-ray for like $6.99.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I snagged the ones that
Goldfinger. I know.
And they only released about half of the Bond films.
Tell me Goldfinger. I would have bought Goldfinger for $6.99.
No, it was $6.99.
I would have bought that.
No, but I already had it. So I ended up getting the Roger Moore ones.
Ooh.
And
Octopussy. Moonraker. Oh. Worst Bond movie ever.
Live and Let Die.
Great movie.
Man with the Golden Gun.
Not bad.
Moonraker.
Yeah.
Through Your Eyes Only.
Wow, Through Your Eyes Only.
That was my first Bond movie. I saw that in England the week after.
I think mine was Moonraker.
Oh, boy, that's good. And then, Living Day, no, not Living Day, like, License to Kill.
Which is,
Timothy Dalton, so bad. With the drug dealers in Mexico.
Not great.
At least you have Del Toro and Julie Young in that one.
Is he in there?
Yeah, he's just a hit man. You almost know you recognize him. And then, I got, World Is Not Enough and Dying Another Day.
So you did well.
I like Dying
Another Day. You were
happy? Yeah, that was okay. And I if you haven't reviewed yet, I'm passing Hegel.
Oh, I see that. Don't worry.
I got it for like $10. And I got Night and Day for $12.
Bob?
I went up to Pizza.
Sorry.
And for Sunday, because I wanted to order something. The Sound Projector Bar that Yamaha makes. Sound Projector Bars are basically, you have a full carpet on the TV set.
Yes.
The Sound Projector Bar replaces that setup. They're bouncing the sound off the wall, which is like 16 feet around the wall. And the end of it, the director said, they bounce the sound off. No, it's in my bedroom. So I wanted to order one particular model. And I went on to their online sale, which started on Christmas Eve. I logged in, I got it in my cart, went to my account, my credit card information in, and their system crashed.
That
and I
sucks.
Couldn't get back in for another 2 hours, and they were sold out. So I wrote to them, and they said, oh, I'll be back.
You know, lovely.
Yeah. Like that. So I said, all right, I'm going to go, get up early, go on Sunday, go to Edmonton and Laird. Waited. I got there at 5 a.m. I was immediate in line.
Wow.
I got in. Everybody goes in. They're all going for televisions. I go into the sound bar. They've lowered the one I want from $5.99 to $4.99. I go to pick it up, and I said, so where is it? Sir, if you don't see it out, we're not looking. We're not even. We're only selling what's on the floor and you can find it. And I said, you're advertising in here for $4.99. Where are they? You have to look through the store. So I looked around, and they didn't have any. They had the next one down for $2.99, which is they were charging more for it before. It was $6.99. It's a crappier deal than me. So I bought the $2.99 one for my room.
And? Do you have it?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, I'm going to go buy one.
But I'm going to wait, and then I'm going to get the more expensive, higher-end one for a year or something.
So you never found the one you wanted?
No.
Well, that sucks.
But I got the one Friday night to try it. So that was good, is that they had it. I got that, paid at a decent price for it. And I bought a second Blu-ray player for $100.
Everybody know about that $100 Blu-ray. Your second person told me they bought one.
Great.
Bob?
$25 for each unit.
Not bad. Buy any movies or anything?
Actually, I didn't look for anything, but, like, during the year, they're all marked. All the DVDs are marked down anyway. So,
well, the $5 at Walmart. Like, I know you're a bin diver.
Shoppers Drug Mart has them for $3 for $15, $2 for $10.
Who does?
Shoppers.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you're going to the wrong stores.
I don't know anybody that works at Shoppers.
No, no. So, well, see, I've gotten even better than you guys. I've discovered Goodwill carries DVDs.
What? Really?
For a dollar.
Wow.
So
right. DVDs are worthless.
And it's great. I went in one day because I have a Goodwill in my route, and I had, you know, I was ahead of schedule. I said, you know what? They had a sign saying DVD. Really? I didn't know they sold DVDs.
Which location?
Parliament and, not that anybody cares, Parliament and a Shooter. And I walk in and have all these old, somebody's been dumping, like, you know, those compilation discs?
Yeah.
So I picked up five movies. So I picked up 25 movies for $5.
Nice.
Because I picked up five discs, all had four or five movies on them for $25. Like a Merriman, like a woman's collection, a Bruce Lee collection, a Roger Corman collection. Yeah, well, it's got Merriman Road movie. I haven't seen it. So that's it. I'm gone. You guys are making fun of me now. I can't have that.
What? Wait. What's the Marilyn Monroe?
We'll get to it. I haven't watched yet. I don't know what it's called. Something I haven't seen.
Actually, there is a Marilyn Monroe on your on the pile.
Niagara.
The witch.
Niagara.
No, that's not it. There's a. Yes, that's it.
I love
I've got that. I've got it.
Okay. I'm out of here. I'm Simon.
Bob, the intern for
And if they make it.
Simon makes us watch it and review it. But.